The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Tara O'Connor is with me now. She's an event planner and a tablescapist from The Designed Table. And Michelle Harding is the founder of School of Life. Ladies, you're both very welcome to the show. Tara, what's a tablescapist?
Well, I style and set tables. So a lot of it is through my event work. But I guess the term really took off during the pandemic when we're all at home looking at ourselves and trying to do something interesting with our dinner tables. But it's been around since the 1930s in America. They used to have their equivalent to the Irish Country Women's Association. They used to have tablescaping competitions at their country fairs.
Oh, wow.
So it's how you lay the table correctly. It's an art, and interior designer David Hicks kind of made it trendy again in the 80s. And he was all about the art of tablescaping and how to match your interiors to it.
Is there too little tablescaping going on in Ireland?
Sadly,
at the moment.
Yes, because people are just too busy and they're not sitting down around a table, even families. And I blame islands, all the kitchen designers.
Oh, really?
Yes, because people have the trend is to put an island in your house now.
Oh, yeah. God, you've got to have an island. Come on.
No, but if you remember growing up, we didn't have island. We didn't have an island in
our
house.
Counter.
We had a big kitchen table. We had a counter, but you don't sit at a counter. Where
no.
People sit at an island and they just, you know, and a lot of people, you know, the new trend is now you build a kitchen and you don't put a table in it. You do a really long island and chairs all around it. So you talk to your guests as you're cooking.
Sorry, no kitchen table at all?
No.
That's kind of perverse. Where are you meant to chuck everything when you walk into the room?
I know, a dresser or a side table. Yes, exactly. Yeah. No, but it is, it's about the art of conversation as well. And, you know, when you set the table, you know, I have a rule in our house that I try to implement no tech at the table. I've never had a TV in the kitchen and I never will. And we try at least two or three times a week to sit down as a family and have dinner and I always set the table for every single table. It takes 30 seconds to get placemats and cutlery and nice glasses and napkins and put them on the table.
And so for every meal or for one meal a day this happens in your house?
No, every meal.
Breakfast?
So if I walk into the kitchen and my husband has fed the kids and there's no placemats on the table, you'll hear me in your studio.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Because, you know, that's the way I grew up. That's the way there was always placemats in our house and napkins. And I just think it's nice to make an effort and to elevate where you're eating. Because otherwise people are going to sit down with a bowl of pasta or a bowl of cereal and be on their phones.
Are the kids involved in the process?
Oh yeah, my youngest will, set the table. Now boys not so much, but girls love it. They love to, I do, and like especially at Christmas, like if you're doing something a little more formal or Easter, I would get the kids to write the place names, to help write the menus, to do the napkins. I'd be quite fussy about the glassware and the cutlery and how it's put out, because it has to be put out correctly.
Mm.
And I've learned that through my career, Kieran. Like, this doesn't have to be for everyone.
Michelle Harding, like I mentioned, is with us as well. Michelle, I'd wager kind of Tara's the exception to the rule, because by all accounts, this is happening less and less. We've kind of lost the habit of all sitting down together.
Firstly, I love Tara's work, and I just think what she does at the table is amazing. But yes, there's so much competing with our time in the evenings now, with activities and work commitments and school events, and it's just, you know, everything is trying to do its best to squeeze all of these opportunities to sit down together out of the way. But there is so much research done on the benefit of sitting as a family at mealtime and talking. There's so many things you can teach your children even around the meal, and not just skills but habits and the whole etiquette around your cutlery and eating properly. And that is, it's not going out of style, it's not going out of fashion, it's not a thing. It's, my work is always focusing on interactions and connections, and whatever you do in your life, you know, we have to eat, but it's also a very social act, and it always, always has been. So when you sit down on the couch in front of a TV with your family, there is no conversation. The television is the focus, and I don't even know if people taste their food properly. Mm. So this is why, it does take a little bit more effort, but sure, that's what what life is about. And it's about taking that time and it's about creating memories around the table. Even breakfast, like as Tara said, I just think my work takes me away very early in the morning. And normally I'm sitting outside of school at 8 in the morning. We do a WhatsApp video and we all are together in the morning time. And it's just, it's, I know that's
Michelle,
probably just
that's
my
a bit
personality.
Full on now.
No, I am telling you. Kieran, I'm on the road and, you know, I want to meet, I don't even see them before I leave. So I think it's really, really important. I think
oh,
it's really,
geez,
really
Michelle,
important.
Now, if I was you, I'd relish those few minutes alone in the car. She's the last people I'd be calling are my kids.
Well, Kieran, I have 2 hours on my own before I get to a school. So it's just a really, really, really nice thing. And my youngest daughter has Down syndrome and she really, really pushes this. And she says, you know, 8 a.m., you can set your clock. That phone call is coming in and we have our video call. I've daughter in Dublin sometimes joins us. I have another daughter starting in Chicago in a few weeks' time. And yeah, you know, the family's dispersed, but we've created a habit while they were young, and it's something that I had when I was growing up and I want them to have, and I would encourage anybody to try and grab the moments. And I, as I said when I started this, yes, everything is competing for our time now, too much, but we have to grab those moments and just enjoy.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
I like the idea at least of a bit of flexibility, because you're right about things competing for time. And Tara, that's the issue that I'd say lots of parents have, is that, you know, you've got children going to different places at different times in the evening, you know, with different activities on. And maybe, you know, parents listening to this will think this all sounds great, but we'd find it very difficult. And I'm also conscious as well, when you talk about the design of kitchens, you know, and people getting rid of the dining room table or the old kitchen table, that another trend and kind of design over the last 15 years is the big room, you know, the big open plan room. And so while you mightn't have technology on the table, the TV is on the wall only a couple of meters away. So it's easy for it to intrude.
It is, yes. So I always say, like, I just leave the placemats on the table, either in a pile in the middle, put a vase of flowers on top, or a setting for breakfast. And I know everyone's going to be home for dinner. Leave them on the table. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. And then just, you know, change them to wash them or clean them. But, you know, it's just a little effort. And it is about sitting down and asking your family, how is your day? You know, even if it's just you and your partner, because otherwise you come in and you don't talk. And there's no communication. And, you know, for me, sitting around a table with friends and family, I love to entertain. It's about creating memories. And it doesn't take much of an effort to set the table. Always have a tablecloth on your table or a table runner. You know, it's really easy. And I just think...
What's a table runner?
A table runner is just it's a piece of material that runs down the centre. It's again to elevate your table.
Okay.
You generally put flowers on that on top of it. Really,
tablecloths are a bit old fashioned, aren't they? In a nice new kind of modern kitchen with clean lines.
Not at all. No, people love tablecloths, and yes, might be for a special occasion. But like at the moment, you know, I hate my kitchen table. I need to upgrade it. It's 12 years old. I always have a tablecloth on it. You know, so it changes. You can change it with your decor if they're not for you. And I agree, a lot of it's about simplicity and that. And that's why people would use table runners or just placemats. But, you know, even if you're sitting at an island, put a placemat on it, put a napkin and a knife and fork, you know, create. And also if you ask your kids or your partner or someone to do it for you, you're getting to talk to them while you're cooking, because people with technology and people glued to phones, people forget about talking. I know, and it's lovely if you go out to even go out to dinner with friends or family. You just say, look, let's just put our phones away. Mm. And, you know, they're always the best times that you're not distracted by anything.
Colette from Finglas is in agreement. I set the table every single night in ours, except Friday and Saturday. It gives us all a chance to catch up and we chat about our day. Even if it's just rubbish talk, we still sit together 5 out of 7 nights, and it's important to keep the family together. So an endorsement from Colette in Finglas, Tara O'Connor, event planner and table scapist from The Design Table, and Michelle Harding, founder of School of Life. Thank you both very much for joining me. We always sit at the table, says Tommy. Kids grow now and can all chat and debate. Best thing ever. And somebody else says, my husband and our two children have always enjoyed our family meals around the table. Something we've done since our children were very small. Having great conversations and laughs as a family is important. We will always cherish it. Sadly, my husband passed away a few months ago, yet we continue to have our meals together wherever possible. It's been so difficult, but this tradition will always remain. Well, listen, thank you so much for the text, and we are sorry for your loss, and thank you for getting in touch. 087 1400 106. Thank you again to Tara and Michelle.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range
on News Talk.